ready.
All right, man. My back. Fucking slight malfunction.
Slight malfunction. We did capture some of that, right?
Yeah, we're good. Yeah, I got about a minute and a half. but I'll put it back on.
We talked for about 3 minutes.
I know. Yeah, it's all good. It's all good. It's all good. So, we'll run it back. So we were getting into the big exodus. Everybody leaving Twitch right now.
Yeah, everybody leaving the Purple Snakes. Purple Snakes taking too much money from us. Not being there when they need people. There's no promotion opportunity. I mean, the discoverability on Twitch, this is the thing that blows my mind, is the discoverability on Twitch is just crap.
Yeah.
Like, unless you're promoting your channel, no one knows you exist.
Back when I was doing it, because I did it for like 2 months just because it was kind of fun and new. And I was like, hey, I'm making content. Like, you know what I mean? I was like, I'm podcasting and I'm fucking Twitching, dude.
Yeah.
But so I did it. But I noticed, too, when you get on there, it's fucking like the main board to just search for. It's just fucking crazy. It's all over the place.
It is. And it's like, so they have everything categorized in games. So unless you're looking for a specific game, you're not going to discover a streamer.
Yeah.
And then when you get on there to go look for like the game you're looking for, all the streamers pop up and they do have settings, you know, from highest to lowest. Mm-hmm. But most of the time when you get on there, the highest ones are always going to be shown first.
Yeah.
So they would show the person with 1800 over the person with like 2 or 3. And it's usually a pocket feeding thing. Basically, it's just money in their pockets.
Gotcha.
So the guy that's 1800 is making more money. Why would I want to show the guy that has 1 or 2?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So discoverability on there is crap. You would literally have to promote yourself. And I spent hours and days in promoting myself on Twitch.
Yeah.
And I've watched people that started with me like blow up heckin' fast and stuff with just little bits of gameplay here and there.
Yeah, little clips.
And it blew my mind that this would happen, but... You know,
just putting themselves out there more?
It seemed like though they're putting themselves out there more, but like some of the stuff they did have a bit more appeal to it.
Yeah.
But I mean, and even then, the ones that like were start off like that, I've watched them go big and then just start to fall again.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was just like a thing where it starts out like in spurts and you're back and forth. But if you switch games and people don't want to watch you because you're switching games, and it's so picky about that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I decided, you know what? It's time
I think
to
that's
to
a big reason that my page didn't work out. Because I was playing, like, I was like, dude, I'm just going to try to keep putting out as much as I can. And every day I would just play a different game, random different game every day for like 3 hours. And it was cool. Some of it was cool. But what I didn't like love it because everybody that did watch or tune in, it was just like little kids being like, hey, follow me back. They're like,
yeah, and it's like that. And that's the and thing I'm you like, get too. And this is another thing that always pained me on Twitch is this whole follow for follow and support for support thing.
Yeah.
Like people were like,
well, it's kind of like that on Instagram as well.
You know what I mean? And people are like, well, what's wrong with support for support? Because they understand follow for follow. Well, you got to understand a lot of support for support requires you to fund the person in order for you to get the support back.
Yeah.
And you know, and it's not always about the support of the viewer being there.
Yeah, there's got to be some, you know, you scratch my back, or maybe I'll scratch yours later.
Yeah, you know what I mean? And for me, it wasn't always about support for support. For me, it was the idea of, hey, you're a small streamer, you're having a struggle, you're having a hard time, let me show you some love.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I may or may not show up from stream time to time, but that's not your fault. That's just the idea that I'm following 100 people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I'm just like, it's a stressful moment when you get there. So it became to a point where I'm like, you know what? We're going back to YouTube.
Yeah.
I started on YouTube. I had a video that Kim Zero from Ubisoft, an actual company, used for a trailer on a game a long time ago. And I felt like I gave that all up making the switch because I was trying to make a few bucks here and there.
From YouTube to Twitch.
Yeah, because Twitch, you get this idea of going to Twitch like, oh, I can become rich on Twitch.
Yeah, because of Ninja and all these guys.
Ninja's on YouTube.
Just, well, yeah, he's back. Yeah. He made the Switch, right?
Tim about, the Tatman,
didn't
YouTube.
He do it like a year or two ago?
He did a while back when Mixer left. Because he went to Mixer.
Yes, yes.
And then Mixer got shut down. So that changed a whole bunch of stuff there. But I mean,
the longest, I thought he got like canceled or something for saying the N word. I saw something through Facebook and.
I used to be so annoyed at Ninja, but I used to play Fortnite too because I'd run into him. And he is good at the game.
I first started playing Fortnite, like when it first started popping up and shit, like I was like, man, Ninja's pretty sick. Like I was watching his videos and shit. I mean, like he's good, but fuck, like he fucking annoys the shit out of me.
Yeah, I mean, it does me too, and it's just like
like his freestyle videos and shit. And I'm, oh god, pisses me off.
And, you know, but the thing is, though, is for him, that's entertainment. People will watch entertainment. Yeah, you know? I mean, they'll watch the crap.
And I mean, it really, it's like 12, 13 year old kids.
Yeah, exactly.
Loving, just, you know, loving it, eating it up.
And it is. And it's just like, you know, Tim the Tatman, when he left Twitch to go to YouTube, I knew that he was going to have 120 plus followers, 1,000 followers or whatever.
Yeah.
People that were going to go all over, because he's loved. The dude is came from nothing and grew to something, and like literally was become this person that everybody loved because of his personality.
Yeah,
I knew fire. When Doc came back to YouTube or whatever streaming channel he chose, he was gonna get millions of views, because it's just those people have established themselves in such
and he
a way.
Wasn't getting those views on Twitch.
Yeah,
huh?
Well, he was getting them, but it was like, I feel like YouTube got him more. I feel like YouTube got him more.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, I may be wrong. I mean, that's the whole thing with the Doc, you know what I mean? But I feel like YouTube just a better place if you're not just a streamer, but a content creator as well.
Yeah.
Because I create a lot of content. I like to record the gameplay that I'm playing and then eventually edit it out. I like to do things like record podcasts like this and then eventually edit them out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's just, it's all fun. And it's what I enjoyed doing. So I got caught up in the streaming thing and I was thinking to myself, man, I'm streaming 3, 4, 5 days a week, and you know, I'm just putting the same stuff out there. Sure, people are coming, but I'm getting bored.
Yeah,
you know, I was playing Call of Duty freaking
Warzone
like 4 or 5 times a week.
Yeah,
and for hours on end. It wasn't just, you know, during the stream, it was after the stream and before the stream.
Yeah,
so I would literally spend hours on end playing these games and just get bored of them and want to change. And the second you switch on Twitch, everybody just kind of like,
yeah,
starts to leave.
Because now you're switching up the topic, right?
Yeah.
Your audience is what they're used to seeing you do.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's like YouTube offers a better source for that, because YouTube audiences don't expect you to be on one game.
Yeah.
They expect you to, how you say,
it's a little more fluid, huh?
Yeah, they expect you to be a little more fluid. They expect you to play. They expect you to do these things a certain way. I mean, they're like, I guess what it is with YouTube is that with YouTube, you can do things like walkthroughs. You can show off different games. Mm-hmm. You know, people.
It's not as particular.
People go to YouTube to discover things, you know.
Yeah, I always have. Yeah.
You like when I played Red Dead Redemption 2, I didn't go to Twitch to watch for walkthroughs and how to find.
Yeah,
certain
no,
things.
You don't hit up Twitch for that shit.
I went to YouTube. And,
yeah,
you know,
of course.
And that's what I started thinking about. And I go, man, I mean, a lot of these people sure are making money on Twitch, but they got to do this. They got to do that. They got to stick to this. They got to stick to that.
Shoot, man. Some of those video game walkthroughs, like, you know, they'll be like part one, part two, and they'll give you like 30 minute increments of shit. But some of them, dude, they got like fucking 10 million plays and shit. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you're like, god damn. Like,
I've got a few with like probably 500 and 600.
Yeah.
Other than that, recent ones probably in between like 3 and 10.
Yeah.
But it's because like I kind of slowed down on YouTube, so people kind of probably started thinking I wasn't going to be there as much. Now that I'm coming back, I'm hoping it brings that audience, it grows. I am promoting my YouTube channel on my TikTok. You know, if you're over there on TikTok, link is in the bio. Check the link tree. You know what I mean? So, I mean, that's what I'm trying to do to get out there. But the great part about it is anything I do post, I can edit from YouTube. Any live streams I post, I can edit from YouTube. And I can upload those videos everywhere. There's no stipulation. There's not a 24-hour time limit.
Yeah.
You know, like on Twitch. If you stream on Twitch, you're basically stuck for 24 hours. You cannot show your content, talk about it. You can't do anything about it for 24 hours.
Yeah.
On YouTube, you're not restricted to that. You post it, get it out there, get going, show your stuff.
Yeah, keep on going.
Montages, put videos.
You do vlogs, fucking whatever.
Vlogs, everything. I mean, it's amazing the stuff that YouTube has. And I just think to myself, YouTube went to YouTube Gaming, and that makes it even more greater, because now they're expanding from just this idea of being, you know, vloggers and, you know, everyday other people.
Yeah, vloggers and podcasts and react channels.
And they got all this stuff sorted now. I mean, there's podcast channels, there's live channels, react channels, everything now.
Absolutely. And anything you want, you can find it. And what I like too is creators are just, they'll put all of that on their page. So like, and you know, they'll put it in different like category selections. So you got all this, all that, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true. And that's the point to do. They tell you to use like certain names, you got to name it a certain way. You do got to use kind of like some certain, like, you know.
Well, yeah, you got to think almost like clickbaitish.
Yeah,
you
that's kind of what
like
it is.
What's gonna pop?
But the best thing to do is thumbnails.
Yeah,
like I heard you're a master at thumbnails, but
no, just the Instagram.
So thumbnails, what it is? I use Streamlabs for my thumbnails. Streamlabs has a way for me to make YouTube thumbnails right out the gate.
Yeah, no, I just use this little whack ass picture editor that I'm actually supposed to pay for, but I keep every time they're like, hey, start your monthly fee. I'm like, nope, I just hit X, and then they're like, all right, I guess it's cool. So I'll just
let me keep using it for a month.
Yeah, no, I found a loophole. So I'll edit the photo and make it, and then I'll screenshot it, and then I'll crop everything out, and I'll just fucking upload it.
So yeah, that makes sense right there to do like that. I mean, I was bad at thumbnails before. It's the reason why I never made them.
Yeah.
And so until
decent, I'm getting better.
Yeah, until Streamlabs came up with one, and Streamlabs is like insane. I'm like, man, I want to make thumbnails like this.
No, but it's funny you do say that, because the last two episodes, I did one with Antoine. He's a black man. And I put the cover Lethal Weapon 1.
I like how you had
one.
To state that.
Yeah.
In this time and age, people, it's okay, people. It's
in case
okay.
People don't know, I have a black friend, so friend. Watch it.
Yeah.
No. But I put the cover of Lethal Weapon on there. And then the second one I posted that day with me and my brother, our little segment, we call it T-Bod, the Brothers of Destruction.
That sounds cool.
Well, the Brothers of Destruction used to be Kane and Undertaker's name, too. So yeah. I put a picture of Kane and Undertaker on the cover, and that episode, like, blew the fuck up.
I think that's...
Just because of the cover.
I think that's the episode I was looking at when I seen Kane and Undertaker, and I kind of chuckled it a little bit. I was like, Kane and Undertaker?
Yeah, no, but, like, just because of that, like, in the promo, basically,
people probably thought it was going to be
thought it was going to be about wrestling. So like wrestling heads were probably like, oh shit, dude, let's peep this. Like, and it's just us talking about anime for 2 hours.
Yeah. Vince McMahon sitting in his office. What is this bullshit?
Yeah. Right. Talking about fucking Dragon Ball and shit. Had nothing to do with wrestling.
Nothing to do with wrestling at all.
But I definitely know people clicked in because of the cover.
And that's something I can see happening. Like, that's the reason why I feel like I need to work on my clip.
But it makes it fun too.
I mean,
messing with that shit.
Yeah, know? And it does. It does, because it's a whole new experience to understand how thumbnails work. You're not used to putting multiple things and colors and designs or pictures on a thing.
I kind of like keeping shit real minimalistic, too.
Yeah.
I don't like a whole lot of crazy shit going
on.
I'm
completely the opposite, man. I like my shit to be like flashy.
Yeah, a little flamboyant.
As soon as you get there, that's the first thing that catches your eye.
Oh, no, yeah. No, I mean, I definitely dig it, like, for sure, but like... Like, I'm like, you know, our background, it's like space and shit. Like, you know
yeah.
What I mean? But when it comes to like logos and like font and shit, I like shit to be real minimal.
That makes sense. So that makes sense. I mean, real minimum actually works for you.
Yeah.
Works out really
like
good.
Shit, dude. Look at the logo. Like,
I mean, no, I was looking, I was actually looking at your logo, and I thought to myself, like, oh man, I would, I'd like to like just touch up this logo. Just
oh yeah, well it's
bit.
A fucking rough draft. It wasn't even supposed to be this ink, but my aunt was like, "It was all I had." So I was like, "All right, cool." Whatever.
It still looks good.
Yeah,
it didn't look bad actually. I mean, honestly, even not being that ink, even the decal that I got from you, I mean, that thing looks amazing.
Yeah, yeah. What'd you end up? Did you end up putting? That
I know
up?
I had that. It sits right behind me on my stream. Fuck I'm trying to make sure it doesn't fall off the paper. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, dude.
Because if not, I'll
after
just...
time too, the plastic kind of starts getting like. I think from dust getting in it or something, so it'll start getting a little. Flaky.
Yeah, I'll get it figured. I mean, if it gets too flaky, I'll just add a little bit of tape here. And
yeah,
and
fuck yeah.
There. But it sits back there behind me on my stream, so you can kind of.
I want to fucking get like a clear coated like ashtray or something with the logo in it. That'd be
oh,
tight.
That'd be cool, dude. Fuck, I mean, yeah. You can get some epoxy resin. You can do some resin, the
yeah.
Art resin,
yeah,
stuff
yeah,
like that.
Yep.
Do it that way.
Mm-hmm.
But that'd be really cool to have. I've thought about things like that. So I have thought about. Product. I do have merchandise. I have a merchandise page. It's on Streamlabs. My merchandise page, like link, is going to be in my right now on my YouTube and my Twitch. So just, you know, if you search up Shark Bitem, SharkBitem, yeah, BiteEm, because you know it's capital EM at the end. So I spell Shark Bite and put EM at the end of it. Pretty much I would say. Anyways, if you look that up, my merchandise is on there. I do promote it during my streams. Mm-hmm. It's on my old Twitch as well too. At Shark
so what
Bite
all
Live.
You got on there? Hats and shit?
I got hats, I got shirts, I got jackets, I got pillows, I got stickers, I've got
that's a sub,
masks.
You got pillows? Hell yeah.
Yeah, I've got freaking backpacks. We've got freaking, you know, a few things here and there. Coffee mugs.
Hell yeah.
For people who like the coffee mugs.
So are you a part of like a team or anything?
No, I've actually been going solo. I've been trying to find a team.
Mm-hmm.
I've worked with a few people. Like I've been working with what is it, SoCal. So I've been working with the first game of SoCal Sniper. He's another big streamer out there watching with. I was going to go with...
You ever fuck around with Ben?
Yeah, well, I was originally... So here's a fun little thing. I was originally going to go with Ben's little group, the Wavy Face Gaming it was, or yeah. something like that, whatever, right?
We did the sport?
Yeah, GeForce, I think it was it. Cool. It was GeForce or whatever. So I was going to join it. So I decided before I join anything, what I do is I watch people. I watch their streams, and I want to see who, you know, this person is leading this whole group. So I want to see who you are, how you are. You know, I'm going to test you based upon your personality.
Yeah, especially like as a leader.
Yeah, you know, as a leader. So I want to know what kind of person you are, what kind of personality you bring to it. A lot of people are different.
But you're going
to
be joining.
Yeah, you know, I'm not going to feel comfortable around certain people. So I went and watched one of his streams, and like the whole stream, all I kept thinking to myself, like all the stuff he was saying was like, is this dude rich? Is this dude rich? Like, is this dude just got like a lot of money? Is he just like really super stupid rich? Is he, you know, is what is this about him that makes me not feel comfortable around him?
Yeah.
So I went and said some things, and I said some things on live stream, and he was going to originally ask me to do my first ever podcast with him.
Really?
Yeah. Wavy Face was. So because of what I said, they just canceled. They said, nah, you screwed up already. And all I had to say to them is, well, I said it, I stick to my guns. It was how I felt about it.
Yeah.
I felt like he was just too pretentious. Rich. He acted like he was too pretentious.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And he just acted too like he was just this, you know, not the person I want to be around.
Real big hall monitor.
Yeah.
Hall monitor energy.
Kind of guy. That's what it felt like to me. Yeah. You know what I mean? So I just said, you know, forget this. You know, he has a great stream. Don't get me wrong. He was, you know, hype and whatever, but.
What is it? Wavy Face?
Yeah, it was Wavy Face, but it was for the group's called GeForce.
Oh, okay.
I believe that's called GeForce.
I bet they drink G Fuel.
No. Ben don't drink no G. Don't think Ben's drinking his beer on his
drink. Oh, I forgot. Yeah, Ben's.
Yeah, there. So that's what it made me even weird, too. I didn't know how Ben, like, it just didn't seem like Ben's stream style.
Yeah.
Even fit
Ben
kind of
fucks
people.
With everybody, though, dude.
Yeah, but his thing seems like Ben could have made his own thing.
Oh,
but he
yeah.
just doesn't want to run his own thing. You know what I mean? So
yeah, I could see that.
It's like, okay, so Ben's like be out there and he'll be streaming. He has his good time and his fun, his thing. And then if you get him talking, he'll start talking certain ways, like political and maybe even other things. He's basically states his mind. He's one of those streamers that states his mind.
Hell yeah.
And I give that up to him because like a lot of streamers won't state their minds. They're afraid on Twitch to state their minds.
Yeah.
Because Twitch is infamous for banning people for pretty much stating your mind.
And I don't know, man, but I fucking hate when I see a content creator like just bow down to the powers that be, like just bitch up. You know what I mean? I hate that shit too.
And there's a lot of things out there that make me pissed off. So there's a lot of people who don't see what's going on with Twitch as a problem.
Yeah.
And to me, that is a problem.
Yeah.
Because you should educate yourself about this stuff going on.
Dude, see that's what I'm sorry to cut you off. That's why like I've been thinking because there's like two dudes I watch on Twitch, and they haven't said shit about this. Like, so I'm real curious to see what they're gonna do.
Yeah, most people aren't. They're so thinking, and a lot of people's train of thought is, well, good. Now these bigger streamers are gone. I can finally move in and get my position. No.
Yeah, it's not.
You know what's happening right now? You know what Twitch is, the Purple Snakes are doing right now? They're looking at a list of all the partnered people, and they're getting ready to offer a partner person a contract. A partner person. They don't care if you're a little streamer with no partnership. You're an affiliate. You don't mean shit to them. All you mean, you're just a dollar sign.
They just want that bag.
You know what I mean? So when you get to the point of that, then now when you become a partner, now you're not only more of a dollar sign, now you're just, I'm going to say this, you're just Twitch's little bitch.
Yeah, just a fucking piggy bank.
Pretty much, yeah. You know what I mean? Because you're making all that money for them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing that these big streamers, when they're leaving Twitch, they're realizing. They're seeing their bank accounts look different. Not smaller, but they're seeing more donations actually go towards them.
Yeah.
They're seeing more money. You know what I mean? It's because YouTube takes less. YouTube takes what they feel like is their fair cut, and they give the rest to the person who actually does all the work.
Yeah, I don't know too much about that shit. I was for a little bit, I was doing a lot of research on like monetizing and demonetizing stuff, but I just fucking, after a while, I was just looking at everything, and it was just like numbers, and I was just like, oh God, just too much to comprehend.
It is a lot of numbers. It drives you wild. And you got to watch all these analytics and pay attention to this.
Yeah, I do it. I do it with this, man. And I'm like,
and you see what goes up and down. You see what goes up and down.
Oh,
up and
down. Dude. Like sometimes we'll have like two, three months where we're just fucking killing it. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But then, you know, those months where, you know, you're slow, low on energy, really can't put together the time to podcast. So your viewership just goes down and down. And
you know that's the thing too with streaming on Twitch. So I watched, let's talk about Ben with this one. Ben went on
the way, shout out Ben the Badass. Yeah. He'll be on the podcast soon.
Yeah. You check him out at twitch.tv/Ben the Badass.
Yes, sir.
But, yeah. So Ben basically had to go, on the week long away work one time. Yeah. He was basically off for a couple weeks.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure you remember when they had to go out of town, do that long work.
Thing, yeah.
So, when he did that, his viewership on Twitch took a hit.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like these viewers acted as if he wasn't coming back.
Really?
Because all he did was, he even told his people, look, I'm getting ready to go out of work. I'm going out of work. I'm going out of town, you know? And he'd always tell me about this stuff because I know what's coming up because I watch his streams. He's one of the few people on Twitch left that I watch.
Hell yeah.
You know, Ben the Badass, SoCal Sniper.
That's why I feel so bad too, man, because he's even given me his card. Which is so legit. I love when he does that. He's like, dude, check my card out.
I know, dude. I'm having business cards made up because of that.
Yeah, dude. It's so gangster.
So it is cool. And it's cool to have a business card.
You guys could have that little moment like an American Psycho where they're all pulling out each other's fucking cards. You're like, oh, what? Dude, is that Pearl White?
Is that Pearl White? Did you get the gold in that right there? What?
Dude, is that whale tooth?
That whale tooth? So, I mean, that is true. That's literally what it's like on there. And if he wouldn't have took that break, he probably would have blew up because he was blowing. He had like 100 and something to almost 200 people in his stream at one point in time.
Yeah. He's been telling me now he gets about 50 every time.
And he gets there and he can get there. Yeah. But there's days in his streams where I go in there and it'll just be just a few of us hanging out. And I like just to hang out with him sometimes because sometimes Ben, you know, he's fun to watch play. He's fun to watch talk to.
That's why I feel bad. I've never actually tuned into his shit.
You got to tune into one of his.
No, plays. I know, man. I want to.
I even have an intro on there, man. Every time I say hi, it actually plays the Jaws music in the back of his thing. So
Hell yeah.
A whole little intro thing, and it's really cool.
Tight.
Dude, the shark bite thing stuck. You know.
Oh, dude, I know, man. So, like, all right. We'll get into that in a minute. Or you know what? Let's take a quick break.
All right, sounds good.
We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Right.
Everyday struggles.
Oh, dude.
My own headphones on is worse. Like, you ever? Okay, so here's a good little fun part. I know we're going to talk about shark bite.
Yeah.
But here's a fun little part. So I have this handicap ability. Everybody's wondering, handicap? What are you talking about?
Just for the listeners.
Here you go. Okay, when I was, and this is great too, because I'm actually live on Clapper right now too, as well. People on there, I'm playing jokes with my arm on Clapper.
Clapper.
So yeah, Clapper is another, like, it's like TikTok, but you basically, you know, it's basically like TikTok.
Okay.
It's just TikTok in its own way. But gotcha. I'm playing jokes with my arm on there. You know, I'm start off telling about my arm and then I'll change the whole story. And people will never, ever know what happened with my arm.
Yeah.
And that's the whole point. But right now, here's an exclusive little story. What happened?
Oh, so you keep telling people the wrong story.
Well, the wrong story. Dude, that's hilarious. Get distracted or I'll like do something else. You know what I mean? Or I'll be like, you know.
Dude, that's hilarious.
It's just pretty much how it works. So here's the actual story behind it. And people are like, man, and the funny part is people are actually probably hoping for me story to end with a shark.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you right at the start, there's no sharks that were involved in this story. But when Ben the Badass is on your podcast asking about the shark story with me, he'll tell you his story of it. Dude, I love his shark story for me.
Hell yeah.
But here's mine. Here's my actual story, what happened to my arm.
Yeah.
And this is a crazy story. So when I was just 2 years old, I was about two and a half years old. My grandmother, I was living with her, had taken our van in to go get a tire changed. This is the time when they were taking tubes out of tires and the tubeless tires were coming out, right? So they put a tube inside of a tubeless tire at that time, whatever right front wheel. So not without knowing, we took off from the place, the mechanic shop, and started driving down Highway 101 between San Jose and Monterey heading back home because we lived in Monterey at the time.
Yeah.
When we were about halfway through there, the tire blew out on the van.
Yeah.
And it started rolling several times. The van threw my grandmother out. It did kill her. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, some gorifying way she died too. The passenger was paralyzed, the people have been injured, but when the van hit the guardrail, I went flying as a baby. I'm only two years old.
There's
debris flying all over the place. And it caught me and it caught my arm and my left arm in a way where it cut my arm cleanly off.
Holy shit.
2 years old. So I hit the embankment on the side. I'm on the other side of the guardrail. I'm basically blacking out. I remember this vividly. I black out and then I wake up and I see a guy walking towards me and I kind of like crawl and I black out again And then like the whole, what people would consider as like their religious stage happens, whatever you see when you go to that stage,
yeah,
some,
the light,
some
all,
stuff
all
happened.
That,
you know,
yeah.
I seen some stuff. I just want to say that.
Yeah.
But, and then, I remember just waking up in a hospital yelling, "Dad," and it's been vivid for me because I can't remember every moment of that accident, from the tire blowing out to the van rolling to people screaming to me flying out the window.
Well, yeah, it was.
I could visually
such a
see
serious
this stuff.
Moment, yeah.
Yeah, I could visually see this stuff to all the things that are going on. I even woke up in the hospital bed with my arm cut off on a stretcher with doctors around me trying to detain me because I started freaking out.
Yeah,
my arm cut off, and that was not a nice picture to see either because that was on my medical record.
Oh yeah, of course, yeah.
So my grandmother
being
died
that young. You know
yeah,
I mean?
My grandmother died. You know, she was decapitated. It was sad. Like I said, the pastors are hurt. A few other people were hurt. We went through the whole thing you go through. Blessings happened for me in the end because it was determined that for them at the time, it was determined that because of my accident, I would never be able to maintain a job.
Yeah.
Because you think about it, this is the 80s. The idea of a job is being, someone that has two arms to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
I've proven them wrong plenty of times with that.
Yeah,
easily.
Yeah, of course.
So like they took care of me when growing up. So I get the whole taken care of part, but you know, I don't think I'm taken care of very well, making just sometimes, but you know, it is what it is. But
yeah.
We get to that point.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's literally what happened to my arm is it was actually cut off from a van accident and reattached by a doctor named Dr. Bunky. I was taken to a hospital in San Jose, CalStar flown from there to San Francisco. The Dr. Bunky was from New York talking about limb reattachments.
Yeah.
He just happened to be there. I happened, you know, talking about limb attachments. I happened to show up and I happened just to kind of be like a subject to this.
Yeah.
I have about 70, I would say about between 65 and 70% usage of my hand. As you can see, I can grip things.
Fuck yeah.
I mean, I can swing it left and
right. Some shit, bro.
Yeah, and I can't straighten it out.
Yeah.
But I used to work for a company where I had to lift cement bags all the time and laughed and freaking just other things like that. And I was literally doing more work than the people there with two arms are doing.
Yeah.
It's because I was showing the idea that if I can do it, why the fuck are you know?
Yeah, then fuck you guys. That's how my uncle is. You know my uncle? My uncle's missing a leg.
Yeah, dude, he's badass,
And he's broke his back before.
He's badass, though, dude. I mean, even, you know, fucking, you know, they're all badass, and I've seen them, you know?
Yeah, dude.
So, I mean
it's just that you just got to keep going.
Yeah, most people can't let you down. I thought that I was going to work either, and I just can't get that mentality. Like, I'll never have to get a job until I actually got a job, and I enjoyed it for a while. You know, and then I didn't enjoy it after a while when I realized that freaking jobs, like, some jobs are just very toxic.
Yeah, and now you're strictly streaming, right?
Now I'm strictly streaming and content creating. And what people are like, streaming and content creating, and you get those looks sometimes. Like, my family is totally for it. I love it.
Yeah.
They bought me, like,
no,
stickers
I'm
on
pretty
Christmas
sure that's
and,
what my little brother's
yeah,
going to end up doing.
You know what
because
I mean?
He's a big streamer. My mom sent me a picture the other day of him and his setup, and I was like, Jesus Christ, dude. But his dad's a streamer, too, though.
It adds up, too. It adds up.
Yeah.
It adds up. It really does add up. Missed like a few minutes there. I was trying to record for YouTube. I missed a few minutes there. You missed it. Sorry.
Oh, shit.
It's all right, though. That part of my story was just basically the end.
We back.
We back, though. We back over there.
We out here.
We out here. So, yeah. So, yeah, that is basically what happened. It's just basically the logistics of what happened with my arm. My arm was cut off in a van accident, reattached. Now I have usage of it. Yes, I do get money from it. No, it's not government money.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just basically how it worked out. Do I want government money? Yeah, but I'm not going to ask for it because I don't need it.
Yeah.
And I can work. Yes, I can work. I can work. But
yeah.
I don't want to work.
No,
I love streaming.
You've had jobs.
I love streaming. I love
I've
content
seen you,
creating.
I've seen you fucking have your jobs before.
I tried to work with you know, Ben's job one time before, but they weren't having that.
At CCW?
Yeah.
Oh, no shit. That's crazy.
I tried to. They apparently, I didn't.
Chris
they were worried
with,
about
Chris
the insurance. Yeah, Chris
wasn't
with it.
It's because it's ran out of their backyard.
Yeah, I believe it.
But so dude, I wanted to get into like the start of the legend of Sharkbite. Fucking when did you like start streaming or what, like, you know what I mean? What's the origins of this?
So So this is what happened. When I was in a clan called MC Gamers back in 2000.
Hey,
this,
whoa,
this,
chill, bro.
This
chill.
This started
chill
years.
Off that word, bro.
MC Gamers?
No, the C word, bro.
Oh, what's the C word?
Come on, bro. You said it earlier. You gotta chill off. Now you're trying to set me up. Trying to set me up, bro.
Oh, okay. I see what you're
Come
saying.
Come on, bro. Chill, bro.
Wow, I was so slow to that. I was so slow to that right now.
I'm just kidding, bro.
See, now I'm scared, guys. I'm looking around, making sure he ain't got that hat in the closet or something. So anyways, back before they were called communities, that they call them now, because they call them communities now.
Yeah, they do.
In 2000, we called these groups clans, mm-hmm. you know, C-L-A-N. But anyways, I was with a group called MC Gamers, or Mohawk Crew at the time. And that's what got me started in gaming. And right, I was playing first person shooters and I was really good at it. So I thought to myself, man, I should be capturing this on video, recording this. So we used to use a program called Fraps. A lot of people out there are like, holy shit, Fraps, that's old. Yeah, you're that old. You know what Fraps is. So Fraps, basically, I would use to record and I would I would take the videos from Fraps. I would use Windows Movie Maker to re-edit them. And then I would put it up onto the thing, my YouTube. And I started doing that with YouTube.
Yeah.
And then eventually down the road, we went through that. And that's what made me a content creator in the beginning. And then eventually we fast forward a few years because we were just content creating. We fast forward all the way to let's say about 2 years ago. I got into the idea that I wanted to start streaming again. Like actually streaming. I was like, man, I'm making content, but I actually want to stream this live. I want to stream this live. You know what I mean? So I was like, you know what? I want to stream this live. So PlayStation at the time had this little setup to where you could connect into your Twitch or your YouTube.
Yeah.
And stream. So I would connect into YouTube. I was doing a lot of YouTube streams in the beginning.
That's how I was doing mine. Yeah. No camera, just all mic.
Exactly. And I started doing these YouTube streams around the time when Battlefield 1 came out. No, it was Call of Duty. Which Call of Duty? It was the Call of Duty World War II, I think it was, or New World War, whatever.
Yeah, I have it actually.
Yeah. That's the one that
that's a pretty good one.
That's the one I actually did it on. And so I started live streaming then and I was trying different things out. And I remember hearing about Twitch in the beginning. Like I remember when Twitch was non-existent. I'm from that time when Twitch was really non-existent.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, me too.
You know what I mean? But you know, it was still something you did. And I remember Twitch.
But was there any like streamer that inspired you or anything like that in particular, or were you just started doing it and it just became a hobby at first?
I had to say I was inspired by any streamer out there. That's actually tough to think about because there was a lot of big streamers out there that were becoming big.
A lot of people blowing up.
I think I was inspired by more of the idea that streaming was becoming a thing.
Yeah,
because
the whole animal itself.
Yeah, so at my time, streaming wasn't really a thing. We weren't watching streams. I mean, you watched a few YouTube videos, but streaming at the time was a thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I stepped into the limelight thinking, well, maybe I can get my part in this. So
yeah,
started off on YouTube, and then one day I ran to Ben, and Ben was talking about how Twitch was working out and how good Twitch was. So I thought to myself, you know what? It's time to go to Twitch. So kind of because of Ben is the reason why I went to Twitch.
Yeah, I feel it.
You know what I mean? So I finally said, you know what? It's time to go to Twitch. So I jumped over to Twitch, and things started off good.
Yeah.
Like, it started off good. I literally hit affiliate within, a month and a half or whatever it was, and I was already making my first $100 payout because every $100 they pay you out.
I remember a couple times playing with you on Fortnite and stuff, and you'd always rock that sponsored skin that you had.
Yeah, I mean, we'd be rocking all kinds. I mean, there's a lot of started having there. But and that was the thing about it too, is the sponsors were a thing there. You'd always be sponsoring something, or there'd be a game you'd play, so you try to sign up for that to show that off on there.
Yeah.
But you know, Ben got me into Twitch a little bit, and then I was making money for the first 3 months maybe of Twitch. I've been on it. I was on it for a year and a year and a month now, maybe a year or 2 months now. And the first 3 months of it, I was making money. I was making money. I was cool, this is great. And then suddenly, diddly, nothing.
Yeah.
No promoting. Fell off a bit, numbers started falling down. I started getting 2 to 1 viewers in my stream at a time. And it's kind of demoralizing. You know,
Yeah. You're like, fuck, dude, because then you're starting to get a little,
And you learn to turn the numbers off, right? So you learn to turn the numbers off and you're like, you know, I'm gonna turn these numbers off so I don't see them. But the problem is then you have an inactive chat. So you start to get curious. Is there people watching me? Should I be this entertaining?
Yeah, you're trying to be natural, but you don't know if you're being entertaining.
Yeah, because when you do so many things naturally,
there would be sometimes when I'd be streaming, dude. And sorry to cut you off, but there'd be sometimes when I would be streaming and shit. And dude, I would just I'd forget, or like I'd zone out and I wouldn't even be talking. And,
yeah,
and
right.
I'd look, and I'd look down and be like, oh man, like,
that's exactly
nobody's
right.
watching.
Nobody's, and that happens sometimes. And, and you're stuck in a room with just by yourself. And a lot of streamers out here, they don't know that feeling for real.
Yeah, like
because they're
you really 15, are 15,
25, 30 viewers in all the time.
Yeah, because you really are like talking to yourself just a like really like
and,
you know
and
I mean?
They tell you and the thing they tell you is look just still be entertaining because you never know who's gonna pop
dude,
in your
dude I feel the same way when I do episodes by myself. Dude, it drives me nuts. Like I haven't done a full hour by myself. Jeez. You can go to my solo episodes. I have two of them. The first one is absolutely dog shit. And the second one is okay, it's all right. But it's I didn't like it either.
I feel you there.
I do want to get better at it. But...
Because now that I'm on YouTube, so we were SharkBite Live on Twitch.
Yeah.
We're still SharkBite Live on YouTube, but it's SharkBite Live Gaming now.
Yeah.
This is literally strictly streamer and content created stuff. It's going to be anything that's gamer related is going to go on there. And that's where I want it to be. That's going to be better for me. I figure if I'm not making any money on Twitch, what am I going to lose being over on YouTube? Oh, YouTube's offering me so many more benefits now. Now, not only am I able to live stream, I'm able to upload that live stream as content later on or edit it and re-upload it as content. I'm able to make my page keep going and promote it. And it's just, I think YouTube offers more.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just kind of like one of those best kept secrets that people really don't talk about.
Yeah.
And most people didn't notice it until the doc. Until Dr. Disrespect ended up over there. And then now most people are like, well, you're only going over there because Dr. Disrespect and Tim's over there. Da, da, da. No, you don't get it. If you're not educated on what Twitch is doing, then don't even suggest why I'm going over to the other thing.
Yeah.
Ask me questions about it so maybe you can make a decision too.
Yeah, absolutely.
I have people out there I know that are making these decisions right now.
See, dude, and I was actually thinking about starting to stream again. So now I know to do it through YouTube, like for sure.
Yeah, and it's just like, you know, Twitch is strictly like they say for gaming, but you know, you're doing a podcast thing.
Yeah.
If you live stream this on YouTube, this like what you're doing here and still be able to do your podcast upload, you're literally benefiting from it because you're able to promote more of it.
Yeah.
And people can actually finally see the face behind
yes,
the podcast.
Yeah, I know.
You know what I mean?
That's what
they
I wanted
know
to
that
do.
Scruffy face.
Hey man, I didn't brush it today. But because that was a big problem with the very first recording of the podcast that we did. We didn't have like the editing tools to match the audios up. So we in the video, you only have the audio from the camera. And we need to get like wireless mics and shit. Like just like you're talking about, like for these.
So like cameras, they have these USB cameras you can use to plug into the computers, right? And you can actually set those up. And they actually have wireless cameras, too, that you can use to set up, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's some wireless ones. Ben has an awesome camera. So honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if Ben had
No, I know. I'm
cameras.
Supposed to go over to his pad and in his cave and do that episode. He wants to stream while we do it.
That's a great idea because it's literally going to be great because for him, it works for his stream and stuff like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no. So we're going to stream on his thing while we do it. And then probably play some games after.
Yeah.
After we're done.
But
with the
like
podcast.
You know, the camera whole setup. Like I said, you get a camera, you get a few cameras here and there. You set up, you can have your face on there, and people can see that. Like right now, the voice. They love the voice. Like you have that voice. I'm telling you.
Thanks, man.
I always wonder how I sound on camera, and I listen to myself sometimes.
You sound good, dude.
Well, sometimes you'd be surprised.
Oh no, dude. There's episodes where I go back and listen, and I was like, "Fuck, dude, I was shit faced." like she had me. Yeah, dude.
So I have this thing where I miss words. I miss words when I'm streaming.
Yeah, and sometimes I get embarrassed, dude. I'm like, I just put it out anyway because it's raw. It's all raw. You know what I mean? And it's the name of the podcast is just trash.
Well, like, most podcasts are edited anyways. They'll spend time editing out all the crap they don't want to do.
And I don't like it, man. I just keep it genuine.
Well, it's because they do things like...
eventually, I'll get an editor. And...
They use Skype and stuff, man, and Discord. Discord and Skype have different volumes compared to this. You have a great setup here, man. I mean, the freaking whole...
Yeah.
I mean, this puts my freaking microphone setup to shame.
Yeah?
Like, literally to shame, bro. I'm over here going, man, I really need to get that SM7B now, man.
Oh, dude, no. I love this Focusrite, man. I would like to get another addition to where I could add more mics, because... I like doing podcasts with like three or four people sometimes too, but
Amazon.
Yeah, I know.
I've been looking on there already. They actually have a whole setup.
All kinds.
Yeah,
of shit.
They have get-ups.
And
it
for the only thing is the bundles. The bundles are sick, but it's just like a lot of that equipment could have a small shelf life. Like, you know what I mean?
See, that's usually the risk we take with anything you buy, though.
Oh, yeah, true.
Because think about it. Like, I want an SM7B. Like, I've seen how great they are, but what if I'm the one guy...
I try to stick with, like, Audio-Technica, too.
Yeah.
Because like, audio, it's just good.
Tech, it looks good. I've seen the Rodes, too. The Rodes are okay.
Rodes are cool.
I have a
I thought that was a Rode.
No,
I was like, oh, shit, he's got a Rode, dude.
I have a Quadcast at home.
Uh-huh.
I love the Quadcast, man. That's been my favorite mic so far, but... Like I said, I'm going to say it like third time already. SM7B, that's the microphone I want.
Dude, when you walked in with that, like at first I was like, oh, dude, did he bring his own mic and shit? I was like, that's crazy.
Yeah, no, that would have been great. And I thought about it too. Like, if maybe I could.
No, that would have been a little gangster. I'd have been like, awesome. First person to do that. All right. You know what I mean? But you came with a setup too, man. This is tight.
So my whole idea when I came into this was like, you know what? We're going to get on the podcast. We're not only going to get on the podcast. We're going to take this podcast. I'm going to record it. I'm going to go home, going to edit some things up to make it look good.
Dude, and we're live, dude. And we got live. Like a whole...
We've been live on TikTok, and we went over to Clapper, so we're live on Clapper now again.
Clapper.
So just throwing that love out there. This is literally what your steps are taking up there, and this actually gives you the feel, too.
You're putting me out there a little bit. Big flexing on me.
I'm used to this on camera all the time, so I can be like in the camera.
No, this is actually cool. I like this because, like... It's not like it's chill. It's not as like in your face. Last time, the way I had it set up, like me and my mom were in the living room. It was kind of like I picked like a background.
Yeah.
And the camera dude was like right there. My boy was back like watching, like.
Yeah.
Where he'd like give me hand signals, and I'd be like, I don't know. I just felt like stressed out. But I did it with my mom on the episode, and I felt like I had to host. It was like. We didn't go in like naturally, like, you know what I mean?
And it happens because like a lot of the times cameras, if you get camera people, they can be in your face because they want to always be like this artistic person.
Yeah, no, for this me, is tight. I like
I'd
this.
Rather have what you call the Joe Rogan experience.
Yeah.
Joe Rogan's live when he does his podcast and his cameras. Yeah, it's literally just a camera that's pointed at his face, a camera pointed at the other person, and then a side camera.
I love the side camera.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
You get this. Like, that's fucking...
Exactly. You know what I mean? That's literally what it is. And that's...
Dude, if you go to the Instagram page, bro, and you look at some of the first pictures I started taking and editing, how we're sitting at the table, I did if you look at the thumbnails for Joe Rogan, like his shit, like that's... I was like, that's how I'm gonna do it. You know what I mean? But it's totally like the background. It's fucking funny. The table, it's a wood table. Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, that actually is funny, and it's great because like a lot
but
of
it
people
works,
have
dude.
Great
it's tight.
Setups.
People are like, dude, that shit was tight. Like, so.
I mean, any setup is great that you get set up in that's better than freaking what you can. Like,
yeah.
I've seen people just put like a folding table between them and the laptop on there, and a couple mics.
Oh,
and
yeah,
that's
dude.
It.
I mean, dude, we're chilling in my bedroom right now.
Yeah,
we're in the cave.
hanging out, you know what I mean?
Fuck yeah, dude.
Having a good old time.
Yeah. It's going good, man.
It is going
good. All right, dude. We got about 10 minutes left.
We got about 10 minutes in there. So let me give a little.
We want to talk about
before we talk about the fixed fights, I just want to make sure to shout out this. I only want you to check me out. Check me out at SharkBite
you
Live.
You plug? Yep. Do you plug?
On Twitch. Mm-hmm. You know, if you go to Twitch, Twitch will lead you to my YouTube. Yes, I know I can't plug YouTube right now because it doesn't want to give me a channel for it. So go to SharkBite Live on Twitch. Find my YouTube link, which will be right there in my bio. If you follow me on TikTok, you know, it's at SharkBiteM. Come check out my YouTubes. Come check me out live. Come check this podcast out too on my YouTube as well.
Yes, sir.
I'll see you on there. So the fixed fights, man. That's what I'm calling.
I'll do my plugs too. Follow the page on Instagram at Just Trash Podcast, or it's Just Trash Cast, and follow us on Spotify, Just Trash Podcast.
See, this is as raw as it gets, y'all. He's like, shut up, I want to do my part.
Yeah, man. Come on, man. Y'all let me get my plugs in too.
I love it. Get flaggers, clapper. So yeah. So again, the fixed fights.
Little malfunction. All right, the fixed fights.
The Jake Paul fixed fights.
The big rig fight.
So this is what everybody's been asking me about this stuff, and I've been seeing the photos all over the place, and I've been hearing the talk like, oh, he beat him up, but. Did most of these people really see the fight? Did just see what they thought they seen as a fight?
I just barely watched the replays, dude. But I'll tell you this right now. Tyrone could have definitely took him. He wasn't even sweating by the end of the fight, really. Jake Paul was gassed. And there was just, he definitely got paid out, man. Like all these fight, like they're trying to build Jake up like he's the boy, but now he's getting scared and shit.
He doesn't want to fight these other boxers that actually
now
want to fight him.
Now he's, you see his tweets, and now he's talking about, oh, I'm retired.
No, he's coming out of retirement apparently to do something. I guess.
And then
apparently
he tried to say he has like early signs of CTE. All right, yeah, we're just going to say what's up and get out of here real quick.
Pretty much got to do that right there. The thing program was messing up.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on here, dude.
He doesn't want to hear about Jake Paul.
I guess not, dude. It's over.
It's over right there.
It's over the fight talk, probably. Dude. I talk about fights so much on this fucking podcast.
All the fucking time, man. All
right, man. Well, dude, it's been awesome having you on, dude.
Definitely.
We got to do it again soon, for
gotta
sure.
Got to love it, all that there. And everybody out there, just give a, oh, yeah. You love it, y'all. Thank you so much for this.
All right, bro.